Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
Drummond, I got a big ice hockey game in the morning in the park.
I'm sorry I woke you up, guys.
Ouch.
I'll tell you what happened. I was just about to go to sleep when I realized something.
You had to go to the bathroom.
What's going on in here? I need to get my beauty sleep.
You really gonna sleep that long?
I'm glad you're here, Kimberly. I was just about to tell the boys how great the old year's been for this family. You guys have been living with Kimberly and me now for exactly 56 days. 56 of the happiest days of our lives.
That's right.
Same for us, Mr. D.
We have everything a family could want.
Except one thing.
What's that?
Some sleep. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Hi.
It's kind of scary, though, to realize how close I came to losing you fellas. You remember the day you came here? The very first day. Remember?
Very good with doors. Aha! You're here. Welcome, gentlemen.
Talking to us?
Of course.
How about that, Willis? Downtown 2 minutes and already we're gentlemen. This is a small place.
Be careful of my goldfish. His name's Abraham.
I've never seen a black goldfish before.
That's okay. He never saw a rich white man before either. If Abraham looks like he's dead, don't worry. He's just sleeping. Yeah.
My ex-husband had the same problem.
Oh, excuse me, boys. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello, Daddy. Oh, they're here. Oh, look at them, Daddy. Just look at them. Aren't they gorgeous? Real boys.
Welcome, little brother.
Welcome, big brother.
What's he smoking?
Boys, this hurricane that just blew in is my daughter, Kimberly. This is Arnold, and this is Willis, Kimberly.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, Metal Mouth.
Daddy, isn't this delicious? We just met and already he's insulting me like a real brother.
By the way, guys, stay out of my room or I'll punch you out.
Willis? There's something I want to say to you. You didn't even give yourself a chance to get to know us. The only thing I'm guilty of is trying to make you and your brother feel at home.
Yeah. Mr. Drummond's Santa Claus. And you're treating him like our old landlord.
Toys and money ain't family.
That's right, Willis. Toys and money ain't family. Family is love and caring. Maybe I overdid it. But I did it because I cared about your mother. And now I care about you. But caring has to be a two-way proposition. And you're not even willing to meet us halfway. The worst part of it is, you're only thinking about yourself. You're not even considering your brother. You're just being selfish, Willis.
Lois.
Not one word out of you, Arnold.
Does this count as a word? If Mama was alive, you would have got a lot worse than a raspberry.
What are you talking about?
We're here because before Mama died, she asked Mr. Drummond to take care of us. Do you think she'd send us to live with somebody who didn't want us? I do what you tell me to do, Willis. But you've been a sourpuss from the minute we got here. Mr. Drummond's right. You're not being fair to me, or you, or him, or Mama.
Willis!
I've been sitting here soaking and thinking.
Does that mean I can say, welcome aboard, son?
Yeah.
I got it right this time.
Yeah, you did. I wasn't trying or thinking of Arnold.
Hey, I can't tell you how proud I am of you. And how glad I am that you're staying, Willis.
Yeah, but just remember, Mrs. Drummond, that front door is always open. Anytime I want to leave.
That's right, Willis. Harlem is just a limousine ride away.
I'm sure glad we stayed, Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, and if we can get some sleep, I'll be even gladder.
Okay, lights out.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Garrett.
Hi, Mrs. Garrett.
I was going to complain about noisy tenants, but I see the landlord is one of them.
We were just reminiscing about when the boys joined the family.
That's when I joined you.
Right.
Oh, what a surprise. Without even a husband, I suddenly had three kids.
You weren't as surprised as Grandma was when she met the boys. Right, Daddy?
Oh, I will never forget that.
It's so good to see you, Mother. Let's both sit down.
All right.
There's something I want to tell you.
Oh?
Yes. There has been quite a big change in my life.
Oh.
I have two sons now.
Two sons? You got married and didn't invite me?
No. No, I'm not married.
Oh, you little devil, you. You mean it's one of those modern arrangements?
No, not that either.
Oh?
You see, my two boys are...
Yes?
Well, they're... Maybe you better just see them for yourself and make up your own mind. Arnold! Willis! You're just going to love them, Mother. They're bright, delightful, full of fun. They're a wonderful addition to our family. Mother, these are my two boys, Willis and Arnold.
What a pleasant surprise.
Now that's what I call a surprise.
Now, you just relax, Grandma. We'll take care of you. Now, we know all about old ladies. We got lots of them in Harlem.
Oh, you dummy. You don't remind old ladies that they're old ladies. They already know they're old ladies.
Well, they called Mom an old lady. She worked till the day she died. Miss Jumma's mother never did a lick of work in her whole life.
That's great, you young man. I'll have you know I worked as a volunteer during the war.
Is that the one the South lost?
Yeah, you guys sure won my mother over in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Which gives me a great idea. What about writing her a letter on that typewriter she gave you?
Sure. And I'll tell her how you're keeping us awake.
Okay, I can take a hint.
And Willis, you can tell Grandma thanks for the terrific ski jacket she gave me.
Okay. I thanked her for the French perfume she sent me. I already got results.
What does that mean, Mrs. Garrett?
Oh, while at the market, while I was squeezing the tomatoes, the manager was trying to squeeze me.
Hey, you know what else would be a terrific idea? Write a thank you note to the Thompsons for their present.
Yeah, you guys almost ended up living with them instead of us.
Hey, don't lay that one on me. Blame the engineer up there with the one-track mouth. What you talking about?
Yeah, that was one of the worst days of my life. The day that social worker came here.
Mine too.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Mr. Drummond.
Yeah, we would have been here sooner, but we're up there counting our blessings.
Boys, there is someone here I want you to meet. This is Arnold, and this is Willis Jackson. Boys, this is Ms. Amesley, social worker who's come to pay our happy home a visit.
How do you do? I'm Happy Willis.
And I'm Delirious Arnold. Charmed, I'm sure.
You're Arnold, you're Willis.
Yes, ma'am. We also got a happy goldfish named Abraham.
So you boys are really happy living here.
If this was heaven, I'd kill myself tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Willis! Arnold! Would you come down here, please?
Oh, Jeffrey, look at the darling little one.
This darling little one is my goldfish. I'm the darling next size up.
Boy, I want you to meet Mr. and Mrs. Thompson. This is Arnold, and this is Willis.
Hello, Arnold.
Hi. Willis. How do you do?
And they're simply marvelous boys.
I'm in love with them already.
Well, we're packed and ready to make the tracks.
Yeah, well, tell us something about yourselves. How old are you?
8, trying for 9.
I'm 13, trying to get out of here.
Well, I know we're going to make one big happy family.
I'm sure. As I told you yesterday, Mr. Drummond, black children belong with black families.
You said that?
That's right.
You said Mr. Drummond said that.
He did say it. What do you want, an instant replay?
Hold it, boys. What did I say?
You said that black children belong with black families. I heard you say it.
You boys started all this because you thought... Arnold, you little...
Dummy.
Thank you, Willis. Come here, Arnold. Oh, Arnold... You only overheard a part of the conversation. I was merely repeating what this rather opinionated lady here said.
I am not opinionated. I was merely repeating what the computer said.
You can tell your computer to go suck a lemon. Willis. Arnold, what you did was a very natural mistake. I mean, sometimes people hear a part of a conversation and they jump to the wrong conclusion. Why, when I was only 9, I overheard my father talking, and I was sure he wanted to sell me.
How much do you get for you?
No, it wasn't me. It was just some stock. But I learned a very important lesson. Misunderstandings do occur. But see, when you love someone... Well, then you discuss it first before you do anything about it.
Do you hear that, lame brain?
Yeah, I heard. I guess there's only one thing bigger than my ears. My mouth.
Mr. Drummond, will you take me a short hips back?
Willis, if you boys had left, I was thinking about leaving with you.
I know how to keep Arnold's mouth out of trouble. How about filling it with some hot chocolate, ice cream, and cake? Hmm?
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Garrett, but I'm afraid the boys have to get some sleep. They've got a hockey game tomorrow.
Who? Us?
I just remembered. I sleep better on a full stomach.
Now he tells us. Do you remember the time Arnold couldn't sleep and kept us all awake for 2 whole nights?
What you talking about, Kimberly?
I'll tell you what you're talking about.
when Willis gave your doll Homer away to Kimberly's charity drive at school.
Oh. Oh. Don't remind us.
Isn't it about time you stopped sneaking around?
I wasn't sneaking around. I thought I heard mice in my socks.
It's about time you stopped sleeping with that doll.
Me sleeping with a doll? What doll? Where do you see a doll?
Right here, you sleeping with this doll.
Are you accusing me of sleeping in that drawer?
You're the only one in the family who could. See this ratty old thing. You trying to tell me I'm dreaming this?
I'm giving it my best shot.
Kimberly is collecting old things for a charity sale at her school.
Yeah, I'm counting on you guys to donate something you don't need.
Will you take Willis?
What about that beat-up doll you sleep with?
Doll? Who sleeps with a doll? What doll? And who's got a doll?
The one you keep in the dresser drawer.
The one with the yellow hat?
Nobody knows, huh?
You told me.
I didn't open my mouth.
Then your mouth has a real bad leak.
This morning at breakfast in front of everybody, you said that you were a big boy now and that you were giving Homer up.
Don't you guys know when a little kid is bluffing to save his reputation?
Arnold, you're going to end up a 35-year-old man with a wife, two kids, and a doll?
You can have my wife and two kids. I just want my doll.
Arnold, Arnold, this is easily solved. Kimberly? This kid doesn't miss a trick.
Well, did you find him? Did you find him?
Miles Monroe. Oh, he's got his doll, kid.
Well, isn't there anything you want to say to Mr. Monroe, Arnold?
Yeah, this ain't my doll.
What are you talking about, Arnold?
This ain't Homer.
Uh-huh. It looks like Homer to me.
It looks like Homer, but it ain't Homer.
Oh, Arnold, how can you tell?
When a guy sleeps with a doll for 8 years, he gets to know.
Tough luck, Drummond. Guess that's 200 clams down the old toilet.
Well, thanks anyway. Stop by my office tomorrow. My secretary will have a check for you.
I'm sorry about the kid. That's the trouble with being a private. I get so emotionally involved with the kids.
You're right, Arnold. This isn't your doll, and I'm sorry that I tried to trick you. I only did it because it's impossible to find Homer again, and we're also worried because you hadn't slept.
Homer's gone forever.
Listen, Arnold. I know it's hard, but sometimes in life, we have to say goodbye to things. Even things that we love a lot. That's part of growing up. But you don't have to have a doll or anything else to hold on to feel secure and to help you go to sleep. You're surrounded by people that love you. And that's the greatest security there is.
Different strokes, different strokes.